Hi, everybody. Well, another show tonight. This is Saturday, August 30th, 2014. And we'll do some clearings for everybody. So we'll do three. We'll do one for emotional, one for mental, and then one for maybe something physical that's going on with you here. So here we go. Think of one of your mental situations here that you may have had. And so here we go. Mental situation. It could be anything, something that's bothering you. So we can put that into peace here. So here we go. Think of it. One, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, you know, people live in emotional stuff here all the time. This is an emotional planet. That's how they control you. So here we go. Think of one of the emotions that triggered you. And, you know, it could be any time naturally. Normally people try to get stuff that's more current because that could recycle into your past by bringing up what happened to you now into your past, and that generates fear. And then you project that into the future, and now you're dealing with an emotional fear issue in your future. So here we go, emotional. Think of one of your emotional situations and clear the energy off of that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do a physical condition that you might have. And here we go. We'll just see how that works. Normally physical stuff is much harder to get rid of because that's created physically in you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And what we'll do now is energize the light beam, so bring it up on your monitor screen. And here we go. I'm going to bring peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on, and tonight we'll go to the light ship near the end of the program here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here and really appreciate those healings for the physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Will really help us to feel cleaned off a little bit more when we go to the Creation Light Ship later in the show. Ron, are we going to be taking any calls tonight?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, so if you have any things you'd like to call in that's kind of related to the program, that would be wonderful so we can keep it on focus. And that can help other people if you do have a similar situation or need some information about what we're going to be talking about. So here we go. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, sure. Some letters that reached you, clsquestions@yahoo.com, are in the email box. I'll be reading them. And I'd like to invite the listeners to go to the chat room, and you'll find there a way to connect here with the program and ask a few questions or state what healing area you'd like to go to when the time comes. And also any reactions you may have to the healings Mike's, Ron's just done for our well-being just now. And I'll be reading those experiences or comments. And also the phone number to the Station 2 Creation Lightship Healing is on the bbsradio.com homepage and also on the chat intro page for the chat room box, as well as other pertinent information you might want to know. Okay, so here's one of the letters that came in to you, Ron. It's regarding clones, and this person was friends. Her best friend of 30 years, she's concluded, is a clone. She described some of the symptoms that she's been noticing about her, that they were, you know, very different than what she usually used to do and how she usually was. And also how she's become a little bit maybe paranoid about things, and she's become a hermit. So she's concerned for her friend, but she wants to know, is there any clearing that I can do to decline her?
Oh, boy. No. Boy, once they're normally taken, it's more difficult. We do have that clone into light, clearing. That's a possibility. You have to look at their software, okay? So they may not have a lot of the issues that humans have. But, as they start growing your database and their database gets larger, then they'll start to have more emotional stuff and maybe start to become more sassy in a sense, because I've been seeing that more recently. Initially, the clones are very passive, and now they're taking on, a lot of the human characteristics that humans have, and they're just kind of getting into that energy. So, yeah, I would say maybe if they're still around in a year from now, they'll be probably acting more human than they will, just running on a real simple program. So you may want to do an emotional clearing on them if they feel emotional. But as of right now, it might be, a little hard to figure out what to do for them. But you'd have to look at them and see. Because they're not really running on DNA like you are, so they're actually probably better off than most humans. But they're also heavily controlled. You may want to do those free clearings, which deal with mind control patterns, and just see if that could help. Maybe some other clearings online. That would be a whole life clearing. And you would just need to find out which one might pertain and, work well for them. But the free clearings I'd definitely recommend doing, because that will still affect them. So as far as seeing a person that you knew for 30 years, we'll say, and all of a sudden, maybe more recently, let's say the last year or so, they changed their personality a little bit. Maybe they're doing things that they never have done before or didn't know about, and now they're doing it. That just means that their program is altered. And you might want to see for yourself how that's affecting you and what clearings you need to do on you that the clone is affecting. And there's a clone your handler. Okay, if you knew the person for 30 years, maybe they have more handling energies inside of that body to control you. So I would kind of look and see how the clone is affecting you, and also, are they your handler? Kind of, see what clearings could be used to help you out. Because helping them, because they have new programs in them that have not been in place for a long time, and they may not be completely, executable right now. Maybe they're waiting to come online. So remember, the new clones are getting a little more personality than what they used to have. So mainly work on yourself rather than working on somebody else. So back to you, Kathy.
I know, Ron, that's good advice. I think, some of these free clearings we have here is about all you can do sometimes, because by the time you figured out what they might need, they might already be onto another type of a personality, and that wouldn't even apply anymore. But the basic ones you have here, such as the alien head implant removal, the 2,000-year barcode removal, the satellite timeline crash. I find that when I'm around other people, putting people's names in those clearings on a separate laptop computer help me and help them to get along, to be more in harmony with each other, to, get the goal accomplished of whatever we're doing without too much friction or confusion. But at the same time, that this question and others like it is a good point, because all of us who are aware of the clones out there and know about it, this person brings up a good point, because we're all going to deal with this. And as you said, we need to take care of ourselves to balance out the disturbing elements of realizing that your best friend is no longer there anymore, and your close family are no longer there, and there's a lot more missing than is present. So I was just thinking, Ron, of some of the clearings that we could do for ourselves and, you know, try to balance out the difference and feeling the loss of our friends, the loss of people that we loved and thought we knew. That's got to be very, you know, unsettling to discover.
Yeah, and also abandonment clearing, you know.
Abandonment.
Yeah, you're being abandoned by them because they're not the same person. They not even know you anymore too well, you know.
Wow, that's a good point. True, yeah. If we have the emotional clearing, can we just put abandoned, I feel abandoned by my friend such and such in the incident box?
Yeah, you'd want to put that in for that one incident. So it's not going to clear all of them. It'll just clear the one that you felt abandoned with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, if you saw your friend and they acted strange, you know, yesterday, all you can clear is one clearing for that. And that'd be the one that you put in there. That's the way the unlimited
right.
Well,
we loaned them some money and they didn't ever pay back because, after all, the clone would not maybe have that part of the program. So are you suggesting an incident such as that where we felt, you know, they were really kind of acting different or betrayed us some way?
Yeah, that money one is a good one, yeah. It's very possibly maybe when they were real, you know, maybe you lent them, you know, maybe they wanted to buy a car and, you know, maybe lent them $5,000, we'll say, to buy their car. Now they're a different person in the same body, a clone. I won't say the same body, same appearing, you know, looking body. And they may not have any attachment at all to the $5,000. And you can say, well, I gave you $5,000 for your car. Can you pay it? They go, well, you know, I don't know anything, really. You know, they may not have any reference to money. And so they could just say, well, thank you for doing that, and not have any emotions at all on it, because they may not have any trigger points, although you do, because, you know, maybe you saved that money for 10 years. So, you know, you just have to know that they may not ever get the clue to do that or have the clue to pay you. And it's out of their reality. They don't have a program to accept it. So that can be pretty interesting to be in that same boat. And just people around you, they may just, you know, they just take that, for instance, and look at other situations, you know. Maybe they're a waiter and they're a bad waiter, you know, and they don't care. They you know, they're getting their money, but, you know, they don't care if they give you cold soup at the table or not. And to them, it doesn't mean anything because they don't mind eating cold soup, you know, or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you.
I think you're saying that the accountability issue that we would find perfectly normal and rational would be missing there with them, and we shouldn't really expect them to be operating as before, if they ever were that accountable to begin with. Okay, well, I think that's a good point, Ron, to how to help deal with some clone situations and help ourselves feel a little bit of resolution there. And while you were speaking, I thought I heard a beep. Maybe we have a caller. If so, caller, are you on the line? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think this is very interesting tonight. About mind control programs. And I was watching on Criminal Minds about alchemy, where a woman lost her husband, and then she was rejecting other men. This man told her she had to reject other men to justify that thing that her husband was lost, and to get revenge, and that was going to help her to heal her problem. And basically, people blame you as an a mind control program, although you didn't cause anything. It's just a mind control program. But as Ron was saying, you get released from the emotional energy or the emotional timeline, I think, and you're free of that indebtedness to that person, you know, and the blame, and then you're free of that. And I think that's a good point. I think that's all I got to say about that. I'd like to hear Ron's view about that.
Yeah, it's good just to walk on, you know, move out, and, you know, once you realize what's happening, you see, the thing is, for most people that don't understand what's happening. So once you have a clue of what's happening, not that it is, but what could be, you know, otherwise you're going to be looking, wondering what's wrong with you or other people, and you may feel, you know, like, geez, you know, I'm not, what's going on with my life here? And I'm feeling a little mentally off, you know, because nobody's responding the way they used to respond, and maybe even, a person who's human may have been using the emotional energies and mental energies from people that were real, and now they're cloned out and they're not getting it. And now maybe, you know, that person is feeling, wow, what's wrong with me now? You know, I used to be able to push these buttons and people would jump and hop and skip, you know, and I got a lot of energy out of that. And now I try to do the same process by being a button pusher, and I have nothing coming back. And what's wrong with me? So, yeah, people could think that they're dealing with a situation that's their own because they're used to getting mileage off of humans, and now they're dealing with clones, and it's a whole different ballgame. So if anybody's listening and they go, wow, maybe that solves the problem in my life now. I've always been somebody who was codependent on other people, and now all my friends don't care if I'm codependent, and I thought they liked me because of the codependency, but they really don't care any longer. And all of a sudden you go, wow, you know, I can kind of catch on to it. I guess another situation could be maybe, you know, humans normally are really tied into the emotions. And I'll just say that, you know, you have people who go out and date and you want the person to be, you know, in integrity with you and not date other people. Typically, you know how that goes, you know. So, and all of a sudden, that person got switched off and they're a clone and now they're going out with other people. And you go, man, I've been in a relationship for 15, 20 years with this person and now they want to have other partners. And what the heck's going on here? Well, maybe the clone doesn't, you know, the program's not in it to be loyal. And you're wondering, geez, you know, what do I do here? And just know that that's not the same person that you were involved with. So that could be a really interesting one. And that could really be very harmful and, you know, emotionally damaging to somebody if they don't realize that this person is now a clone. So that could be really, you know, a big one, especially in maybe in divorces. Maybe the clone says, you know, as far as the clone knows, they've only been with you for maybe a year or two, you know, or whatever, right? They go, well, I don't know. This person, I don't want to be with them. You know, they're squeezing the toothpaste tube wrong, and I want to see somebody else now. And you are dedicated to the relationship, and all of a sudden now they want to get a divorce because they don't want to be tied down to you. And it's just that they are not running the same programs as you. And so that could be a big problem with maybe, you know, just life, you know, being, in a sense, codependent on somebody. May not be the exact right words to use, but I think you can see where we're going here, and that could be awful for somebody's psyche, you know? Maybe the person, we'll just say it's a female, right? And the female, we'll say she's 45, and maybe they got, you know, got married at 20, right? So you got a 25-year history there. Maybe maybe they had 5 kids between them, you know? And so now all of a sudden the husband comes home and the wife says, I'm leaving. He goes, yeah, but we got all the children here and you know, you know, what did I do wrong? And they go, well, I don't know. I just want to get out of the relationship. Goodbye, you know? So now all of a sudden the male has to take care of all the situations. And it could be the other way around too, but I'm just kind of using the female here. And that could be, you know, or maybe he's even married for only 5 years and all of a sudden maybe the male wants to take off. And, you know, now the wife is going, oh my goodness, I got all this responsibility now. The clone doesn't care, just wants to have a new experience. It's here to experience life. get data. It's a data collector. So, anyway, that could be one of the pitfalls of having that situation. So thank you for calling, Larry. And we'll turn it back over to Kathy.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye, Larry. You know, Ron, it seems like one of the running themes of clone behavior is that behind it all, they don't care. And you got another letter here from one of your longtime listeners on the East Coast in New York. And he writes here that he decided to go to the beach, and he went into a store that he likes and had good homemade food. But when he went to the cashier, she snatched the money out of his hand, and he felt her angry energy. She didn't say anything, but fortunately, she gave him the correct change. He was watching. And he said the people in the store looked very suspicious, and when he left, he had to cord those dark energies to the sun. So he has a lot of awareness. And then he went to the beach, and he says that there was a lot of bizarre behavior from people there today, and he had several examples in the letter here, Ron, of behavior that, yes, I would agree with him is bizarre, but I won't read them all right now because of time. But what I've noticed here is that he's suspecting these people were all cloned out, he says, and he's very glad he did the self-empowerment clearing because he must relocate out of this wacko New York East Coast area. So there's a person with his own solution. Self-empowerment clearing to take care of himself to do what he needs to do. Any comment,
yeah.
Ron?
Well, I guess that's good. I don't want to say that everybody in New York or wherever is wacko, but, you know, from his experience, and if they're all coming in to his given location, then, yeah, that could be pretty strange. You know, maybe they're trying to make a clone community, and he'd be the oddball. So you might look at that, too, everybody. See if you're the only human alive, you know. That'd be bad if they decided to have you on a barbecue spit someday. You know, they want to experience a human, you know, and you're the only one there. But anyway, I won't get into that. Hopefully they're not going to be doing that, you know, but anyway.
Well, Ron, you have said in past shows that 90% of the population has been cloned out. So I think that would lead to, no matter where we are, you know, we're going to see some behaviors of people where they are behaving in ways that they just don't care about the consequences or the way it looks or the way they look.
Yep, that's true. And normally, you know, a human would kind of project their past experience and maybe their morality and everything else, maybe rules or whatever on people around and judge them as, oh, this person isn't right and they shouldn't be doing this. Where clones probably have no consciousness of anything like that. And so, you know, it can be very frustrating for a human. You know, just think if you, you know, saw some really weird program happening before your eyes and other clones were doing it, you know, and you go, wow, this is really, really strange. You know, it's kind of like the old days, you know, the song The Streaker or something, you know, all of a sudden you opened your door and you saw 50 people running down the street with no clothes on. You go, wow, what is this? You know, well, maybe they just want to have that experience, you know, and you know, it's only because that's who they are and that's what they're trying to experience, where normally that wouldn't be the case. So, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you don't know. That's the main thing. And, you know, you need to kind of pull yourself back and get into your own energy of who you are and to know that you're okay. And if you are, you know, that person who's kind of codependent on having other people's emotions or their actions kind of give you, you know, stroke you or give you, you know, a way to validate that you're living, that may not be happening any longer. So you're going to have to definitely realize that, yeah, you know, you're it, and all you can do is work on yourself and not to worry about anybody else, because you're the only one that's there, and you're the most important one who, you know, you really know intimately. So it's all up to you to kind of change your way of thinking and not to judge as harshly. And that's probably what the clones are doing, too. They're not judging anything. So, you know, for that, it's for them, it's great. And for you, it might be frustrating.
Yeah, the new normal, huh? Well, I really want to thank this listener for sending this letter, because I think it shows that he is being self-empowered by taking it upon himself to run the online clearings. And the self-empowerment clearing has a whole lot of emotional facets to it that can be cleared that would help anyone who's dealing with people who don't meet our expectations as a quote-unquote normal person anymore. And some of those emotions that we can clear out are loneliness, feeling alone, the loss, the sadness, shock and disbelief over what you saw or heard, and frustration over not knowing what to do about it anymore. So I think, Ron, I heard another beep, so we take this call. Go ahead, caller. Do you have a question for Ron?
Hello, everyone. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. I had a question. You guys were talking about clones. I was wondering about that. In the thing that you brought up, you said was a common theme, was that they don't seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I could ask, would we be able to ask if we're clones to Ron? Because I was wondering that, because just lately I've just had like this kind of lost program on me, kind of like just not caring about anything. Sorry about the background noise. And I was just wondering about that.
Well, I don't normally tell anybody if you're a clone or not, okay? The way you can tell if you're a clone, put your phone on mute. I'm getting like a little background feedback there. If you can do that. There we go. I think that's fixed. So normally clones just want to experience life. Not much of a back history, although if they look, they'll be given something through artificial programs. But I would think that there's not much judgment on living, you know, from the past. And your database may only be, you know, a couple of weeks to a month, maybe, you know, going back to what you need to know. If everything sort of seems new to you, then I would say more than likely that would probably be the case, that you would more than likely be cloned out. Is that good or bad? Well, what I could say is that most of the people left through the dark side ascension, which is what I'll call it, in December 21st, 2012. So that's when humans got abducted and taken away. And naturally, because about 90% of the planet is gone, they had to get returned. So what got put back into their place so that the people that were here, the 10%ers, wouldn't see the population gone and go, wow, what happened to all these people? They came back as clones. You may have even possibly seen places where there's lots of cars in the parking lot of a store or so, especially at Christmas time, and you go into the stores and, you know, maybe there's only like 100 cars worth of people, and there's maybe 500 cars out in the parking lot or hardly anything at all there. And so that's one indication of the abduction. So that happened in 2012 and also 2013. So if you don't care too much about anything, maybe you don't have much of a memory bank of the past. So that would probably indicate that you have been cloned out. So what can you do about that? Well, the real you is probably gone, you know. So just kind of know that it's no longer around, at least by now anyway. So from there, it's gone. The aliens typically are doing something with you, or you're no longer. And then from there, what do you do with the new clone? Well, you're here to just experience life. And so the clone does not have a spirit in their body, so their eyes will look a little different. A clone will typically have really bright eyes, where humans will vary from kind of being dull if they've been on drugs a lot to maybe not as bright as a clone. From there, you know, you don't have much memory of the past. So you're just collecting data. And that's kind of the clone situation here. The clones probably, I'm guessing, would be immune to a lot of maybe diseases coming down and or radiation. I will not get into that one. So, and also maybe the polluted skies that we have. So they're probably not affected by a lot of things that the humans would be. So that's about all that I can say. What you can do about it, you know, the clone to light clearing that I have will actually put a spirit into your body, if that's the case, and your body will be recreated in light, so now you could be a human again. But you probably won't have much data at all stored inside of you because you don't have the DNA of humans. So that's kind of the situation there. So it'll be a different life for you. Anything you want to add, Kathy?
Okay.
If someone feels that they may be a clone, well, there's just a lot of hope still. So it's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, just
go ahead.
I'll go. Just to add, I still have a lot of memory of, like, the past and everything. So kind of, I don't know, kind of makes me wonder. It was just a weird program, but I think maybe I'll just probably just do some timeline crashes to see if this kind of lost aura goes away and see if that works. I just kept thinking that for some reason. I was like, you know, just wondering. So,
well, if you were a clone, you might not even care if you were a clone.
Yeah. They should be attempting to do some cloning on you. And so they may be trying to, you know, and so you may be recognizing that. So, you know, just do that alien stuff, all the free alien clearings, you know, and do them more than one time. Somehow some people think anyway that they do, you know, I talk to some people and they go, well, I did this clearing. Well, when did you do it? Oh, I did it 2 months ago. I go, oh boy, you know, and they think that one time is going to solve the problem. So you have to realize that you want to keep going on them and doing them because the aliens aren't going to stop. You know, they don't you know, the clearing clears the stuff off of you, but, you know, are they still working actively? They could be. Other ones could be. So, you know, you need to keep doing the clearings, unfortunately, because they're still active. So when you find a clearing that works for you, you know, take notes of how you feel. And, you know, how you felt before and after. And, you know, maybe you might stop it for a couple of weeks or so and then look at your list someday and say, hey, you know, I feel that way now. Oh, the clearing that I did, and that helped me. And then redo it. But, you know, a lot of people are running clearings at night on their computer, and they get another computer or two, buy some used ones, laptops, and they can put them from room to room. And they just keep running the alien stuff on it to get them off you.
That's right.
Okay.
Ron, Michael, we're going to have to let you go, but Ron just gave you a very good list of descriptive traits for what is a clone. You can listen to the archive also sometime. They should be up in a couple of days, okay? Thanks so much for calling, Michael. And I think we have another caller, BBS Radio, if you want to connect the other caller. We'll take it now. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you. Go ahead. Do you have a question for Ron?
Oh, great. Yes, I do. And it's regarding the clone stuff. I'm a little bit of a newbie. I've kind of been doing this for a few months now and listening, and I'm kind of getting the hang of it, and it really resonates with me. I'm wondering if the clone, what you're calling a clone, is the same thing in the 80s we used to call as a walk-in.
Oh, okay. No, a walk-in is we'll say that, just pick a name here, Sally, right? So Sally's 20 years of age, okay? And she has a soul family agreement, and when she came in with her natal chart, she planned to die at the age of 20. So that's already in stone, we'll say. Although she could change it by, you know, the death barcodes, but basically she planned to leave at 20. Now what happens is somebody in the soul family says, hey, you know, I want to experience life, and I don't want to have diapers on, and I don't want to go through the dating scene, and I don't want to go to high school. And man, Sally here is going to die at 20. I'll take that body over. So normally, but not always, but normally that person will end up having a near-death experience. And then at that point, the other spirit can come in. And also, they don't even need to have that. They'll just step out one day. The spirit will say, okay, adios. A new one will come in. The person will feel a little strange. And it may take them a week or so to get that other spirit's energy to integrate. And then they're a walk-in. Now, what happens on a near-death experience, the body could be dead for a while, which will take away the DNA, which can change the personality and the way the person is actually living here, you know, with all the issues. And so when it gets, you know, turned on again, revived or whatever, then the other spirit comes in and the person now acts different, because before they're running their programs of the DNA, and now those are gone and the person can change and have a different lifestyle. So that's another way of looking at it. But no, it would not be a walk-in.
Okay, I believe that happened to me. And I remember it was, you know, in the 80s, like 88 maybe. And I remember feeling like I didn't know how to cross the street. I didn't know how to do anything. And some of the things that I felt like a newborn baby, but in a grown woman's body, you know. And some of the things you're talking about with clones, I'm thinking, I wonder if that's what happened to me, if I was taken. Because this happened around the time, do you remember like the personal growth seminars that were going on all over the place? You know, I'm not going to mention the names of them, but they were very popular.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And I...
I don't think... you do have a spirit energy with you, so you were not... right now, you're not cloned out. Maybe they did that...
Oh, great.
To see what it was like. You could have been a prototype clone as they were trying to figure out how to get people to live here. Maybe they popped you back in again. So that could be a possibility.
Okay.
But right now, you are
okay.
Human. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ron. I'm going to keep listening and learning.
Okay, thank you.
And trying to be present. Thank you.
Yep, okay.
Okay, thank you for your call. Yeah. Ron, maybe we should...
temporarily,
yeah, it's 43 after.
Okay,
so maybe you'd like to give a little bit of description.
Yep. So I'll take half a dozen requests for rooms on the lightship if you want to input those there. And then Kathy could tell me what they are. That'd be wonderful. So here we go. This only works live. So this is Saturday night live on the lightship, and today is Saturday. And next Saturday, we'll have our birthday party. So if you have a birthday in September, we'll go and have some cake and dessert. So And if you haven't been on this call doing this, it's very yummy, and it's great tasting, whatever you choose. So here we go. We go to the food court then. But this only works live right now for people listening live. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. So when you go to the light ship, you're going to be out of time by located. You're going to feel the energy around you of other things that you're looking at. They won't have any energy because you're going to be in zero time, out of time completely. So here we go. I'm going to go up to the light ship. I'll count to five to do so. So one, two, three, four, five. And if you have any animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, then you can bring those up too. They'll go to their own particular area on the light ship for healing. You can request one healing. And here we go. So you're going to the centrifuge room, first of all. This is where they help you to eliminate some of those really hard, stubborn energies that you're hanging on to, where that is preventing your healings to take place. So these are maybe deeper-seated energies. So here we go. The room is spinning. And if you're able to be a seer, you're going to see in this room with silver walls, and it's spinning, and you can actually see the energy is coming off of you like little clouds of energy, wherever these energies are stored in your cellular memory leaving you. And these are the thought forms that are preventing you from having healing. So here we go. We're in the centrifuge room, so I'll use stronger to increase the energy for you here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going to the room. Now I want to see the ducts, so we'll go to where the ducts are. And each room where there's the light beams, that they take on the image and appearance of what we have here physically. So that's why we use maybe animals a lot, as they appear and create like ducks. So you're going to see three ducks. Normally there are always three. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And request your healing. Do you have any rooms, Kathy?
I see deer room, magnet room,
okay,
and hot tub.
Okay, we'll go to the hot tubs first here. So this is where they help to eliminate and detoxify some of your body energies here. So right now the gel looks pink to me. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And people like deers a lot, so here's the deer room, and you could also request, if you'd like, to have fawns, small deers. So here we go. And maybe other deers that you may have seen that you want to experience, too, because they'll come to you just by your request. So here we go. Deer room, bringing energies to help you with your situation that you're requesting. So one, these are all physical conditions. One, two, three, four, and five. And what was the other one, Kathy?
Magnet.
Magnets. Okay, the floating magnet room. This is great. So these normally are used to release pain from your body. And some people actually, if they have pain, they'll put their hand in that location. A lot of people do that on the calls and things. So if you do have pain, you can indicate it that way too. So here we go, magnet room. Here comes the magnets. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the rainforest room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how about oxygen? So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next room, Kathy.
Cancer release and pain release.
Okay, so we'll go to the pain room first. So here we go. Going to help to release your pain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And cancer cell release. I'll do counting now to command the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do two more rooms here if you have two more.
Rainforest and giant butterflies.
Okay, so let's do just hit the rainforest. So let's do the giant butterflies. So here we go. Here they come. You can ride them if you wish. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to the bumblebee room. And here they come. So stronger. You can ride in them too also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do two more. Let's go to the room with the dogs and the cats. So maybe have little puppies and kittens help you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we haven't had the black whales for a while. So here we go, black whale energies. This will be the last room. Here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship and bringing back our animal, pets, flower, tea, garden, plants. Coming back down, I've found from 5 to 1 backwards, you're going to feel the energy around you change completely. And we're coming back down, so 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And just kind of check your body, see how you're doing, see how you're feeling. You may want to walk. Sometimes the energies need to kind of get moved around in your body a little bit. And some people, they say, I have a little bit of help here. But normally things can actually work more, you know, when you're sleeping. So, you know, some people have an experience the next day when they wake up, or maybe right now you may not. So it just depends on, you know, your situation and what's happening, because your body has had the healing now, and it depends what the blockages are on your energetic and visible bodies that are preventing you from having your request. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and the light beings do gently remove the blockages, and we get so into a feeling of peace during the time we're with Ron on the Creation Light Ship that sometimes people fall asleep during the trip to the light ship, and that's perfectly okay. Ron has told us that the healings will still work and the negative densities will still be removed, but you'll be asleep, and that's very nice. So I did want to take this opportunity to mention that if you really enjoyed that, Ron will be continuing the physical rejuvenation intensives on September 6th. That's a Saturday, and that will be for 4 hours. And then it's followed by the next 3 Sundays, the 7th, the 14th, and 21st of September, which are the 8-hour physical healing and ascension preparation intensives. So these are physical healings on the etheric level. And I do want to remind everyone, if you're on these, to not to forget that Ron does offer a really fantastic foot bath water at the end. And I've heard people say that the foot bath water, when they tried it, they could feel a big difference with it because, well, I guess if you think about foot bath, we do pick up a lot of parasites from our feet. And the microbes love to be in dark, tight, enclosed places like shoes. And then it being summer, if we're walking around barefoot, then we are walking on anything dirty, we are also picking up parasites. So that's why the foot bath water is very important, and don't want to overlook that, as well as all the other wonderful waters that Ron activates for us during the programs, during the teleconferences. So Ron, I'll move on to some other emails. This one's about entities. Please clarify if the entity of my departed aunt, my father's sister, is expressing her sadness and despair through me. It happens that my cousin, who is her son, and I are working successfully on a project together, and I notice that later at home, I am overcome with an incredible and unusual sadness. I see her image and feel some impressions of her painful, tortured emotions. I have run the clearings on myself many times for emotional body, feeling, empathic, anxiety, and entity clearings these past 3 years, and have not felt this much sadness since then until now. My aunt died unexpectedly 15 years ago. Is she asking me to send her emotional body to the light? I was planning to do this anyway, so we could both be at peace, if it is indeed my aunt I'm hearing from. Maybe she's giving me some needed prompting. Your comments, Ron?
I would say very possibly, or it could be also another relative coming in through that type of energy. I would do the deceased loved one emotional body. Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like maybe other relatives, you know, grandparents or something like that, is also hitchhiking with that emotional body. Remember, they do that. They go through generations. So you may be having, you know, the aunt plus other ones coming in. So you could have, it feels like maybe as far as entities, maybe 3 to 5 coming into you, and they're using her as a catalyst. So at first, get rid of her to see what you get.
Okay.
So, yes.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, the next question. Hi. I could not sleep. My mind was running. Mind chatter about a friend who passed away. So I got up, put on the emotional clearing, then went back to bed. Still could not sleep. Got up and did the mental clearing. Went back to bed, still couldn't sleep. Got up, did the alien head implant removal. Then fell asleep and slept to morning and woke well rested. The clearings work. Just keep working at them. The problem will go away. Thank you, she says.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah, they can find out your DNA, you know. That's what they do, is, and they find out, you know, what could push your buttons, and then you're off on timelines. So, yeah, that's probably what they did. They investigated you and then found out where you're vulnerable, and then all of a sudden they put you out on timelines. So I would go in and do some timeline crashing on it. I do at least 50 timelines, and you can put up more than one, you know, on your monitor screen. I wouldn't do very many, maybe, you know, 4 at one time possibly, because you have to be taken off the timelines, and then your body has to get integrated more with your spirit, but you would be on timelines with that energy coming to you. Remember, whatever you're dealing with, there's timelines. There's one timeline for sure, if not maybe hundreds to maybe could be thousands of them. I've had people do thousands of timeline crashes, and then they finally got rid of their situation. Not that you all need to do that many of them, but, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, look at yourself and evaluate where you are after you do timeline crashes. You know, I do at least 50. And some people, you know, when I talk to them, they say, yeah, I normally just always do a couple hundred of them on an issue, and that seems to nip it in the bud. So, but everybody's different. But if you have a long-lasting situation happening to you, you know, recycles over and over again, then you may want to go back and do timeline crashes from when a situation first started. You know, it could be 30 years ago, and get rid of that timeline. Remember, the dark side is in control of time, and everything that happened in your life is floating on top of you in the now. So just remember that, or at least on the now, not in the now, but we'll just say on the timeline that you're living on. So, looks like it's, our show's coming to a close here. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. And we'll see you later. Do the mind to heart drop. So, we're going to take your spirit and command it. You have to find it, you know, and command it here to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And you should be at peace. So, here we go. And this you should be doing daily. You know, maybe 5 times or so. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. See you later, everybody.
Good night, everyone.